it. Great to have you here. Graham Filler, state representative, joining me now. As we were just talking about crime in America, you know, in some lists, Detroit, number one for crime. Not a good look. Graham, good to have you back.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me.
So give me an idea. First of all, what area of the state do you represent? Tell the folks.
Yeah, it's the 93rd District. It's actually five counties that stretch from Ionia all the way to Saginaw. A lot of farm fields, a lot of small towns. Major employer is Hemlock Semiconductor over in Saginaw County. But third term in the House. And first two terms, I was the chair of judiciary. I'm a former assistant attorney general and an attorney. And just really, I really keep a tight look at the criminal justice field and have worked in many levels on it.
So what about, you know, all this talk about, first of all, I mean, you see what's happening in other parts of the country where they have no cash bail. It's a you know, revolving door. And now, well, talking about letting people out of prison early. What do you make of that?
Yeah, boy, we've really, I guess a friend called me the other day and they said, what the hell's happened in Michigan? Because they saw there's going to be a cash bail package, eliminate cash bail for certain crimes, put in the legislature next week. And those bills are getting enrolled. And my response is, do we really want to be San Francisco? Do we really want to be New York? Chicago? And I would say no. And I think most Michiganders would say no also. But unfortunately, now we've got about four bill packages coming through. Bail reform, New York-style bail reform, something called productivity credits, which lets really violent people out of prison early. We got something called Second Look, which lets 5,000 murderers be eligible for a resentencing review.
I thought we had mandatory life in Michigan. Michigan is one of the places we've never had capital punishment in Michigan. That'll never change. It's never been here, not since we became a state. Only two executions have ever been carried out in Michigan. They were both federal executions, and they were decades and decades ago. So what happened to truth in sentencing? Life in prison for murderers and so forth.
Yeah, and we do have truth in sentencing, which is I'm going to hold a press conference about an hour here in Lansing with some victims who reached out to me. And I don't know. I don't think some of your listeners know what truth in sentencing is. I'll give them the two-second spiel. Basically, let's say there's a domestic violence offense, right? And the man just, you know, pours boiling water, beats the woman terribly, is convicted. And the prosecutor goes to that woman and says, the judge said that man's going to prison for 4 years minimum, 6 years maximum. And if he's a model prisoner, then he'll get out in 4 years and you can plan your life around that. And just that very simple time to heal and that assuredness from the justice system has been remarkably popular with law enforcement, with the public, with victims of serious crimes. And, yeah, the Democrats are trying to undo it.
Why? What do they want? I mean, you look at crime statistics, Detroit, Flint, Kalamazoo, they're always up there in the top 25. Lansing, one of the most dangerous cities in America for violent crime. I mean, it's on the list. I just looked, right? What do they want?
Yeah. To be frank, the claim, which is wrong, which is an incorrect claim, is that if prisoners don't have incentives like credits to get out of prison early, then they'll be violent and will not rehabilitate. And I will tell you why that is wrong. Right now in the state of Michigan, we've lowered our prison population from 52,000 to down to 30,000. And we closed two prisons last year. People are being released at their earliest release date. You follow me? So if they don't commit a crime in prison, and if they take classes and programming, which 90% of them do, then they are being released. Now, some might claim that's not good. I want them to be held longer. But the parole board is saying that person has carried out what we've asked of them, and now they'll be released. And so this isn't even necessary. We don't need credits. The justice system is, and the prison system is working in the state of Michigan. But you know what? We agree to disagree with the Dems.
Let's see here. We're closing prisons. We're commuting life sentences. We're importing people that are coming across the border. We have more than 100,000 undocumented illegal aliens in Michigan. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about this juvenile life without parole bill package, which would let Ethan Crumbly, who's the Oxford shooter, out in 10 years if he was presumed no longer a danger. I mean, that's such an insult to those families in that community that was terrorized. And we had to hold a press conference about this one. I'm holding a press conference just about every week, standing next to law enforcement, standing with victims. And I just have to believe that the public does not want these things. And so I just have to be one of those people who calls them out on it.
Somebody has to. Graham Filler here. How do we get their attention? How do you say, look, we're not interested in this anymore. We're not interested in this anymore. We're not interested in higher crime, looking the other way, giving people second, third, fourth, fifth chance. Everybody in America believes in a second chance, right? But at some point, you draw the line. And if you shoot up a school and kill your classmates, there might be a place where there are no second chances.
Yeah, you got to go away for a little bit. So I will tell you, you know, just a basic press conference on public safety. I've been seeing the stories and some of the quotes from the victims and from law enforcement. I've been seeing that going statewide. And I've been getting a lot of feedback from individuals, not in a partisan manner, right, but from both sides of the aisle. People just saying, yeah, that doesn't seem right. Yeah, I don't think we should have bail reform where we encourage smash and grabs to come to Michigan, because everyone knows the judge has just got to release you. Doesn't matter. You just took $500. Doesn't matter. Judge has got to release you. I don't know why you would telegraph to Michigan criminals and to Michigan organized crime rings that the individuals who will be arrested will then be quickly released. That was the New York problem that everyone's very aware of. And so I'm just trying to bang the drum on this. So anything you can do, any articles you can send out, anything, go on the House website, go on my website or my Facebook and just pull these articles and share them, because otherwise folks just won't know what's going on.
Yeah. Where's your website? Tell the folks about it.
Sure. You could just go, type in Graham Filler, state representative, and it'll pull up my House site. And it's basically link after link of us talking why bail reform is bad for Michigan, while letting juvenile murders is bad for victims, while these productivity credits are incredibly dangerous and unnecessary, why this second look legislation is going to let murders. I mean, there was a serial killer around the Lansing area, a guy named Don Miller. And if I read this legislation right, if he had any health problems, it is presumed that if he's served longer than 10 years, he should be released. I can't even make this stuff up. I'm not sure that my friends on the other side of the aisle are really reading these. And I've asked questions in committee and seen blank stares. So I imagine that someone's just handing
that. That will cost them. There's no question. I got to leave it there, Graham. Good stuff. Come back. Keep us up to speed, because somebody's got to tell the truth, and you're doing a fine job. So come back anytime.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
There you have it. State Representative Graham Filler. Serial killers to be released? Nice work, Democrats.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.